This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Coming up today, because it is Patriots Friday, Michael Irvin will be on with Dale and Keefe, and either of the two McCourty brothers will be on this afternoon. And then with the afternoon guys, OMF, they will talk to Mike Lombardi. So that is all coming up on a Patriots Friday here at WEEI. Jermaine Wiggins is with us. Are you mad at him right now, Curtis? Is it Wiggy or is it Jermaine
right
now?
It is so Jermaine right now.
So Jermaine.
Okay.
It's like my mama.
It's unbelievable.
That means he's mad at
An African-American writer is writing racist headlines about
I didn't say his headline. The follow-up headline, the headline that you put in front of me from, what's this, the Monday Morning Quarterback, where they said the
Which is his newspaper. I mean, his outlet. That's SI.
Yeah, but this looks like it's from Greg Nelson or whoever. This one here. Either way, it doesn't matter. When you use specific words for certain people, I mean, let's not be on it. Like, let's not, like, now all of a sudden be naive and act like certain words to portray certain people don't have a certain meaning to them. Like, come on now.
I'm going to let you get into this because there are some who are texting and are angry at you because you're basically saying because Antonio Brown is black, there are certain words that are being used to describe him.
Yeah.
And that this particular story today, which has broken, which is that he apparently sent text messages to the accuser from the SI.com piece,
right,
the woman who is the artist. He sent those text messages. In a group text and included a photo of her children. That they are using the term intimidating because he's black.
Well, I mean, that I feel like there's definitely a portion of it. I mean, we saw it with the SI article of him. I mean, you know, don't act like we don't know now where you see the picture of him in SI, they make him like, you know, four shades darker. Why'd they do that? You know,
so you're saying that that's like, remember when Time magazine was accused of making OJ appear darker? You're saying it's the same thing.
They do it.
Sports Illustrated did the same thing with Antonio Brown.
They do it all the time. They make Danielle brought up a great point. They make Beyonce lighter. You know, there are there are certain things that, you know, that the media does and certain words that they use to describe people.
You're telling me in 2019 some woke individual who works for Sports Illustrated is going to agree to
it's basically Breitbart of sports media, Sports Illustrated. God,
who do you think works at Sports Illustrated right now? It's a bunch in the art department. It's a bunch of woke millennials. You think that they're going to agree to darken the picture of Antonio Brown to make him look more intimidating?
I believe it. We've talked about things on this show before where they had the TD Bank thing, and there's been other things that have kind of come off as like, wait a second, what, you know, things are done a little bit intentionally. So to make it sound like just because we're in 2019, people are not doing this, that would be more naive of me to go like, oh, just because it's 2019, I don't think anybody's doing it.
So if Antonio Brown were white, you believe that this story today would be reported in a different way.
Of course it would be reported in a different way.
What?
You don't think that?
What is it? No, I don't think
Tom Brady with the exact same situation, you think it would be reported differently than Antonio Brown?
Of course it would be in reported differently. It's just the way the world works, Greg. It's like you said, it's 2019. When I look at the thing, the accuser says he sent intimidating text messages, right? The headline could have been anything else. Antonio Brown does it again, puts his foot in his mouth, whatever you want. But when you start to use certain words with people intimidating, harassing. So and then you look and then you go, okay, wow, this is, what did he do? Did he threaten to beat her up or something like that?
What do you think the picture of the kids means, Wiggy?
Well,
honestly.
Listen, when I read it, and I don't know what the picture of the kids means.
Okay, you're paid to have an opinion.
It says those kids, and I can't even read it the way he wrote it. It's like, those her kids.
Well, that's a common issue with him.
Yeah, and IG Eric, she's awful, broke clearly.
Yeah. So he's saying that's her Instagram, and those are her kids. Eric, check it out. Go look through the Instagram. Clearly, she's broke, and then posting kids like, you know, the stuff.
Well, what's wrong with him saying that she's broke? She's a struggling artist, and she may be going after him to try to get money.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah. Just to clarify for Wiggy, the intimidating comment, I think where it's in quotes within the text of the headline, it's drawn from the letter that was sent for the artist's attorney. And in that, it says they're seeking to end what she termed conduct by Brown that is, quote, intimidating and threatening to our client. So that's coming directly from the complaint to the lawyer.
Right, the artist is
saying...
That's
her word.
Yeah, but they're saying intimidating text messages, so the headline comes off as he sent some intimidating text messages.
Well, because that's what you draw as a conclusion
from what they're... You can apply whatever that complaint is to any of those activities.
This is Jeff from Milton. What's up, Jeff?
Good morning, everybody.
Hello,
What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, everything's going well. Wiggy, I don't know what's going on with you, but if anybody sends a picture of my kid or anybody else's kid, that's intimidation no matter what color you are.
Huh.
Yeah, but how is that intimidation when you send pictures?
So look at this. I don't know you, and then you send me a picture. We have an argument. You send me a picture of my kid?
No, but...
That means you're coming after my kid.
No, but you do know me. You do know me, and I'm sending the picture in the group text message, and it's just saying these are her kids that whatever she put up on social media, look into her background.
So because she put it up on social media, it's okay for AB to send it to a group text.
He's not just casually sending it to a group text for no reason,
Wiggy. But nobody
knows. This is look at her kids. She has children.
So what is it?
That comes across as threatening,
bud. So look at her kids. We need to take them kids out? I mean,
who knows what the insinuation could be? He's not just like, hey, look, they look so cute. She must have gotten a great deal when the children's outlet went out.
Here's a gift certificate to Old Navy. They could use it.
How do we know that? But you're making it sound like, all right, he put the picture of the kids out. Like, these are the kids. Take them out.
Why else would he put the kids in the text?
I have no idea. I'm reading through the text message, and it doesn't seem intimidating to me. Hey, show me the intimidating part of
Sam agrees with Wiggy. Yeah, Sam, what's up?
Hi.
Hey.
I don't agree with Wiggy often, but he's absolutely right here. And I would say just take a look at your own show and the history at WEEI. It's all about clicks. It's all about getting listeners. And Sports Illustrated is no different. Unfortunately, we still have a huge race problem in this country.
Particular thing. Do you believe that Sports Illustrated darkened the photograph that they used of Antonio Brown for basically what you're saying for clickbait? So the Hunter, you guys are dropping?
I don't.
You guys, what? You guys dumped out of him?
Yes.
Okay. Why?
So then what's the What is the purpose then? And like when you people are like, it's like this is so annoying. Like they make it sound like there's no color that we live in a world where the people see no color. It's part of the culture we live in. Stop running from it and being afraid of it. When SI puts this picture out, clearly there was two pictures. There was the actual picture and the picture that they used, which was darker. Why do that? Explain to me why that's done.
Yeah, I mean, I just find it hard to believe that that's going through somebody's mind. Like the caller, before they dumped out of him, the caller was saying that they are doing it because they're racist and they're trying to use it as clickbait. And that's what you're saying, is that Sports Illustrated believes that there are so many racists.
I didn't say that Sports Illustrated necessarily was racist. I said they did this for a reason. You never heard me utter the word racist out my mouth. I'm asking why they do it. You just like you said, here and go, you don't believe it. There's no way. It's the same way I sit there and go, he didn't put the picture of these kids up to intimidate. But I can't say that because now you're not telling me why the pitch is up there.
This is Mike from Florida. What's up, Mike?
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
What's going on?
All right. So everything that Wiggy's saying, look, all due respect, Wiggy, I come from a different background than you do. I grew up in Massachusetts, but, you know, you grew up in Massachusetts, but we come from different backgrounds. We're culturally different people. We've gone through different things in our lives. The color of my skin is different than the color of your skin, but it doesn't mean it has nothing to do with race right now. You're making it about race. You're race baiting right now.
No, I'm not making it about race, Mike. I'm asking the question. So then why would they need to dock in the pitcher?
Listen for 1 second, okay? Because I've been listening to you for a while, and I understand your opinion. But the minute you start asking that question, is the minute you perpetuate the question of racism. Look, the guy's culturally different than Tom Brady. Of course they're going to treat the story differently if it was Tom Brady. Look at how they treat Donald Trump. Donald Trump's a white, rich man. Everything, the way that they approach every story with Donald Trump is totally different than they would approach it with Barack Obama.
They made
Obama look good for everything that he did, and they were afraid of going into any negativity because of his race. Donald Trump's a rich white guy. They go after him every chance they get, in spite of the fact that yes, he does say stupid, idiotic things.
Mike, they actually make him appear more orange.
But to Mike's point, I hate that you had a drum, but to his point is that it's basically what I'm saying. It is because of race they do certain things. It's just flipped now on the other side, right? So they make Trump to be out as more as a racist, and I'm making air quotes, where when Barack Obama was in president, it was a little bit different, but there were still things that were said. I asked a question. Why then would they need to do that as far as docking the pitcher? Why are there specific words that you have to put in the headline before anything else?
This is Alex. What's up, Alex?
Yeah, hi, Wiggy. This is what I think is happening. I'm not black, but I've heard your argument, and I understand it. From another black conservative woman named Sunny Johnson. She used to say that they try to present black men as animalistic, and that's why they darken the picture, and that's why they make the black man the way that it is, and they're trying to bring down Antonio Brown because of that. So in a way, it is racist. Just like she was like saying, making Beyonce whiter, they're making Antonio Brown darker, and that's the thing. Like you said, if this was Tom Brady, they don't do anything. Don't forget. Look at the Indian NFL. The NFL kicker, for the New York Giants,
Josh Brown,
he beat up his wife. What happened to that story? We don't hear anything about it because he was white. But any black player that something happens. Look at Adrian Peterson. Okay. Because Adrian Peterson was a black player, they said, you know, he hit his kid with sticks, okay? And that was brought down because, so from that standpoint, I agree with Wiggy.
You do? Wow.
One thing, this is the biggest misdirection play in the history of this show. We're now all about the artist rendering at Sports Illustrated instead of discussing the actual text that he said.
I'm asking the question, and I did discuss the text. I looked at
you said whatever the case may be, and you didn't know.
No, because you don't even know. So why is it cool? Why is it cool for him to put a picture up of the kids and then automatically Curtis's and maybe Danielle?
Yeah.
There is, because you put the picture up is something had to be done to be intimidating, right?
Right.
But when I say, well, there's really nothing that says that, it's obviously like, oh, no, that's intimidating because they put, no, anybody who puts pictures up of kids in a group text, that's intimidating. So it's basically AB going, I want his, because now how people read into it, when they say intimidating, AB goes, I want those kids dead.
Yeah.
That's
Photo says a thousand words, Wiggy. You can apply things.
But that's how some people will think of it when they see intimidating pictures. Come on.
All right. Well, Wiggy's here. It's a Patriots Friday. If you want to call 617-779-7937, then you can be on the show or you can text 37937. And coming up during the news at 7:30, the not-so-rare Florida, not-like-the-rest-of-us mother-of-the-year candidate combo story.
Yes. Very exciting things.
We will discuss what a mother did with her three-year-old so that she could work the pole at the Vegas Cabaret in Fort Lauderdale. So we'll get to all of that.
Midnight shift, that's where the money's at.
Is that where the money's at?
I believe so.
Well, you showed Curtis, you took Curtis to his
I wanted to go at night. I wanted to go to the midnight show, but they were like, it's too scary. Let's go at happy hour. Let's go at 11 o'clock.
We'll be right back.
Tom Brady joins the Greg Hill Show after every game on Patriots Monday. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. Visit the 99 Restaurants today and try their garlic parmesan chicken mac and cheese. It's one of their 9 real-size entrees for just $9.99. It's a great deal, available all day, every day. The 99, always the real deal. Well, as we've been discussing this morning, in case you missed it, Antonio Brown reportedly sent group text messages to the source accusing him of sexual misconduct from Monday's Sports Illustrated article. Brown included a photo of her children and instructed his associates, also in the group text, to investigate her. Now, Tom Brady was voicing his displeasure on Twitter last night about the amount of penalties called in the Jags' 27 win over the Titans, with Brady tweeting, "Too many penalties. Just let us play." Brady reportedly turned off the game in the first half. Tom will speak to the media later today at Gillette. He was limited yesterday in practice with a calf injury. The Patriots look to improve to 3-0 this Sunday at 1 p.m. at Gillette against the Jets and third-string quarterback Luke Falk. Red Sox beat the Giants 5-4 yesterday afternoon at Fenway. With 10 games left, the Sox are 9.5 games back from a wild card spot. And, of course, had a great day with the listeners yesterday morning at the broadcast and a great time at Fenway and the game afterward. Sox start a 4-game road series with the Rays tonight. You can hear the game right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Pregame at 6:10. First pitch with Joe Castiglione and Josh Lewin at 7:10. And the Red Sox parted ways with Vice President of Player Personnel Frank Wren and Special Assignment Scout Editor, Eddie Bain, after yesterday's win. And finally, Bruins beat the Flyers 3-1 in preseason hockey last night. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Hi, football fans. The NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today. It's the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
If I had one wish for the last day of the week on this show, on this station, it would be that Antonio Brown would have given us nothing to talk about this morning and we could focus on important things like sauce or like blisters exploding on airplanes. But unfortunately, he has given us something that we have to talk about. And Wiggy is here, and Wiggy believes that Sports Illustrated intentionally darkened a photo of Antonio Brown to make him look
more intimidating.
Scary, intimidating. I did retweet a side-by-side comparison when it comes to the photos on my Twitter feed, Greg Hill WAAF. So you can look for yourself. You can follow me on Twitter, Greg Hill. Sorry, did I say WAAF?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's the first time I've done that, I think, right?
Yep.
Greg Hill WEEI. And follow me there on Twitter and stay up to date with what's going on the show. And with the Greg Hill Foundation, you can do the same thing on Instagram, Greg Hill WEEI on Instagram. Ben Volen is joining us right now because Curtis wants to find out about the Patriot Way, since the two of them are text buddies. But, Ben, good morning. How are you?
Greg, I was hoping you'd say the one thing you wanted this week was to have Ben Volen on your show.
Yes,
but
yes.
Then you didn't.
Yes, it's been far too long since you've been on. But first of all, do you buy this Wiggy argument that Sports Illustrated and others are calling Antonio Brown intimidating or are darkening his photos because simply because of his race?
I have not. This is the first I've heard of it, so I'd have to do my own investigation into the matter, like the NFL. I do think that, you know, media companies, especially Sports Illustrated, when they use words like menacing and intimidating in the headline, it does, like, then, you know, it leads others to pick up on the same language. And it is kind of editorializing when you use words like intimidating and things like that. But
To explore this further, and I know you work for the Globe, so I know where you're going to stand on this, but you're telling me that the media never uses the word intimidating or menacing when describing a white athlete who has done something.
Not when it's white, but you know, they're just
they're more apt to use it when it's African-American.
There are certain words, yeah, that, you know, I mean, it's just part of it. Maybe a guy with tattoos, right? What's that? Oh, intimidating. So if somebody has tattoos, whether he's black or white, there are certain words that they try to use to kind of, you know, portray people.
I just saw a story here. Opposing teams intimidated by Belichick and Brady. Uh-oh.
That's the liberal Curtis back there.
Well, I mean, Ben, do you believe these latest allegations with regard to these text messages that were sent to this artist, this accuser, are going to be a bigger issue for Antonio Brown?
You know, I think in a vacuum, an incident like this wouldn't be enough, but there's been a lot this week. You know, first the sexual assault, then the Sports Illustrated article, then, you know, Antonio Brown, what are you doing? You do not ever send text messages to someone accusing you like that. It was a really dumb move, and I can't imagine his lawyer, you know, he must be pulling out his hair this morning trying to corral this guy. All he has to do is keep his mouth shut, and he'd be okay, but it's like Antonio Brown can't get out of his own way.
I mean, and he did such a great job meeting with the media yesterday. Were you there? Were you there for that?
I actually, I was not there, but yeah, he was clearly he took the coaching well.
Yeah,
I'm sure the Patriots, you know, zapped him and gave him the Men in Black memory eraser thing, and you know, he answered. He did exactly what you needed to do, but he just can't help himself. And again, all these things on its face, like I wrote a column last week. I was quite fine with the NFL and the Patriots taking a wait-and-see approach. And I'm still, you know, the NFL should be doing its diligence and shouldn't do anything rash, because I think there can be consequences if you just take a guy off the field like that without really doing the investigation. But the Patriots don't have to. The Patriots are under no obligation to support this guy, and they do, and they have, and they've stood by him. And they don't have to wait for an investigation to unfold. They can simply say, look, we don't want this guy, and you know, we don't want him representing our brand. It's been three things now in the week and a half that they've had him. Do they really want this headache?
But you're in my opinion, if you keep him off, if you're the Patriots, you keep him off the field Sunday, you get rid of him, you are judging somebody to have done something before he is even judged to be guilty in any kind of a court of law,
right?
Civilly or criminally. It's ridiculous, Ben.
Well, I was with you until this thing came out this morning, and it hasn't swayed me 100%. I'm a little confused right now how I feel about the whole thing, because I agree with you. Guys do have rights, and if all it takes is an unsworn civil lawsuit to get a guy taken off the field, that could really open the doors to athletes getting extorted, and it's an ugly situation, and he's, I think, afforded due process. But at the same time, he represents the Patriots brand, and this can't be a good look for the Patriots. Robert Kraft can't be feeling good about this. They had to release that ridiculous leak to Ian Rappaport that, oh, Robert Kraft would never have signed him had he had known about this beforehand. Well, to me, that doesn't matter. They're still standing by him now, and it's telling that they're standing by him. And I think you say it hasn't been proven. Well, the thing with this morning with the text messages and you know, having one of his buddies threaten to you know, investigate the woman, basically stalking, it's a terrible look. And just the cascade effect might end, you know, it's starting to build up against the Patriots and against Antonio Brown. Mm-hmm. And I find it interesting that they continue to stand by him, and I'm not holding my breath on this one. I'm not entirely positive that Antonio Brown's going to be playing on Sunday right now.
You're not?
I think there's a chance, even if they keep him, I think there's a chance they keep him off the field. It's a bad look right now. There are a lot of, you know, threatening the accuser here is just terrible. It's not a good look for Antonio Brown. It's hard to defend it. I have my issues with some of the other things going on with the story right now. I thought the Sports Illustrated article, frankly, was unfair to print accusations against Antonio Brown while giving anonymity to the woman. I thought it's only fair that if you're going to print the accusation, the woman's got to go on the record with it.
Yeah.
So I do think it's been kind of a bleep storm against Antonio Brown. It's open season. He's an easy target. People are coming after him. However, this thing this morning, how do you defend it? And it's just another thing that's a bad look for Antonio Brown, and it does stain the Patriots brand. And I wouldn't be surprised. I'm not holding my breath yet. I'm not locking Antonio Brown into the lineup on Sunday. I think there's still a long way to go between now and then.
Somebody needs to take his phone away. It's like the president. It comes to tweeting, they should tell him to stop tweeting.
Yes.
They should tell him to stop texting people and take his phone away because he can't control himself and he's an idiot.
Right, but
he's a phenomenal football player.
Right, he is an idiot.
He's an idiot.
We all think that he's a dink, but why is it wrong for
him? I love the word dink.
You like
not
the word?
Used enough, by the way.
Right. But why is it wrong for him, and I'm asking Ben this question, right? I'm asking everybody, why is it wrong for him to then, because if you read the text messages, basically he's telling one of his boys, Eric B., whoever this may be, hey, let's look into her background. The same way everybody's looking into my background.
Yeah.
Why is it wrong for him to then do that to tell?
Well, Ben says it's a bad look because Ben assumes, I'm not going to speak for Ben, but because you call her a victim. So you're essentially assuming
but
that
Ben
what
also
she says,
said it was threatening to look into her background
right,
or him
right.
to text this.
Well, Ben said that was a threat, right, Ben?
Yeah, isn't that kind of the definition of stalking, having one private citizen look into another private citizen?
But how do we know that this Eric B. is not a private investigator?
Oh, boy.
I mean,
you think AB
Lord.
Hangs around like with a group of private investigators?
AB and a PI.
But if you're like, you know, looking to her background,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
They, aren't they looking into his background?
Make sure she graduated high school, Wiki. Is that what you think this is?
No, I mean, because he says if you read the text message, he's basically saying she's broke. She got no money. So this is why she's potentially coming after me. So look into her background and see how broke she really is.
But why put her on the text?
But he also sent a text message to the woman. It's one thing.
Yeah, she was part of it. I don't. There was five people on it, so she's on it, and we know Eric B's on it. I don't know if Rock Kim is on it, but there's three other people. You know, and we know there's three other people that are on it. Who are those three other people?
Okay, but including her, isn't that a sign of intimidation? Hey, I just want you to know that we're going to be investigating you, and hey, I'm looking at pictures of your kids.
No,
I
mean, that lets her know that we're going to investigate your background.
Has she gone to the police? Has she gone to the police because it's threatening?
I mean, that's probably the next step.
All right.
I don't know
honest.
For sure. I do know that she went to Sports Illustrated. I agree with you on some of these. I'm a little uncomfortable with the role that Sports Illustrated is having in all this. They're really kind of instigating and being a part of the news as opposed to just reporting the news. However, I think it's pretty clear that there's at least some form of threat or intimidation in these text messages by including the woman and showing her that you're going through her feet and looking at her children and you're going to have your buddy investigate her. It's a sign of intimidation. And it was very unadvisable. His attorney said so in the story,
right,
and he did not advise him to do that. So it's a terrible look. And these things are all starting to build up now against Antonio Brown.
Well, Ben, thank you for being on this morning.
Thank you, gentlemen. Enjoy unwrapping this one today.
All right. So Ben joins Curtis in his belief that AB may not be on the field on Sunday because of this.
Well, I figured it's better to come from the NFL reporter at a major newspaper in town as opposed to lowly producer Chris Curtis, and he said that he thinks he probably won't play this weekend. That is big news.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, right. Because when you look at the text messages, right, I mean, you can come up with your own conclusion. Some people want to say they're intimidating. I don't see it because...
Well, you might not be able to see it because you're not a woman.
Well,
Danielle says that sending a picture of a woman and her kids to somebody who has accused you of something is threatening.
Yeah, it just comes across as kids, it's like a hidden message.
I have kids, and if somebody...
For
I wouldn't feel like that was intimidating.
If somebody sent you a picture of your kids?
Like
you
that were, I knew that, when they
that
were...
That you were accusing of something and then yeah, somebody sent you a picture of your kids?
And that I knew, and I would look at it like, I would, first off, I'd be like, yo, what is you doing? You yeah, know what I mean? But I wouldn't...
Jermaine.
I wouldn't feel like intimidated like this person's like, I would be like, yo, what's the purpose of this? That might be my response.
Uh-huh.
But if you're basically in the text message, you're looking at it like, oh, I'm broke and I got a ton of kids, because that's what he says.
Yeah. What? Why would that be relevant to anything other than to threaten in this situation, but within okay, this context of this story?
So tell me what the threatening thing by him setting the pictures are in your mind, in you and Danielle's mind. What do you think the pictures mean?
To scare her away from stopping talking to Sports
so
Illustrated
and
other
people.
So, like,
that he's going to hurt her kids.
Like, we know what your kids look
exactly,
like and more
we're
things about her life.
You guys have been watching way too much of The Sopranos.
Oh, yeah,
so
that's it.
That
exactly
sounds
it.
What was his intention, in your opinion, Wiggy?
I think it's like he's. It basically says here. Hey,
I'm
about to tell you what I get from it is that yo, these are she's got mad kids. Here's a couple kids. Look into her background.
Meaning that she's broke.
She's broke and she's trying.
And she's trying. And this
she's
is a
trying
money
to get
grab,
money from me.
So
yeah,
Wiggy thinks this means that she has mad kids.
That means she has a lot of kids.
Got mad kids.
Mad kids.
Yeah. Now I only have two. Does that count as mad? No, that's not mad kids.
Let me rephrase it so that Curtis will. All well, right, she has a lot of kids, Eric. Make
that's
sure
offensive. You're using a white voice.
This message is intended for Eric B.
Yes.
She has a plethora of children.
There you go, a plethora.
There is an abundance of little things around her house.
So, I mean, but even like, even the way Ben talked about it, where he used the word threatening, and like when you read this, there's nothing in there that says threatening, like in the text messages. So mm-hmm, even the way, that's what I'm saying, the way people are portraying or making their own assumption of this story
yeah,
is threatening, intimidating, those type of things. But when you read the text messages,
they're not, in your opinion.
In my opinion, they're
not. This is Matt from Cranston, Rhode Island. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Jermaine Wiggins, you're great, but I'm afraid you're losing your mind. If someone sent a picture of your children, you would rip their faces off. And yeah, the artist formerly known as Artist is definitely intimidated by this.
So you are...
I would be mad. I would be upset. But I would be upset.
It goes over the line. It definitely does. It's just intended to intimidate.
You know what? It's a dumb move by him. I think we can all agree.
It's a stupid move.
And a lot of... Listen, a lot of people thought that this was what was going to happen, right?
Yep.
Like,
you bring the circus to town, you're going to have a circus. This is exactly what...
It pains me to say it, but the more we get into it, it's just such a stupid thing for him to do. He's not a smart dude.
No.
Because of the other two pictures, the other two pictures looks like two women. Is one her and somebody else?
Yeah.
Do people look at that as also being intimidating? The other pictures that were sent in this text message?
Another pivot.
I'm asking the question. No, it's not a pivot. It's asked the question. You're quick to throw things out there, but when I ask you the question, you don't want to answer.
Antonio Brown was intending to intimidate this person by including the picture of her kids, and I don't think any well-minded person who does not have a pro-Patriots bias could see it another way.
All right. Wiggy's on the payroll. He's on the AB payroll. You know that.
Well, that's wrong. That's what they, Curtis, and they want you to believe.
Right.
They want you to believe
they,
that.
Them.
It's intimidating.
They.
Him and his rich white private school buddies. Right?
Oh, yeah. That's what they want you to believe. He okay, sent this picture basically like the next headline from Sports Illustrated is AB puts a hit out on the kids.
Oh, my God.
That's what's next.
I love it. All right. Wiggy is here. And we'll be right back. We'll try to get to the news at some point on a Patriots Friday here at WEEI.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Well, came in this morning hoping against all hope that it might be an Antonio Brown free day here at WEEI, but it's not to be. But I do want to distract for 1 second because I want to talk about this irrational fear that is in the news this morning, and that is the mid-air foot blister explosion that I know. If you're eating breakfast. That? So there's a woman who's on a plane.
Okay.
And her foot blister, she had a massive foot blister, and it exploded mid-air.
Should have lanced that thing. You don't know the air pressure is going to affect that?
And it got all over everybody who was flying with her on the plane, the foot blister stuff.
The juice.
You shouldn't be allowed to be on a plane if you don't have socks or sneakers on.
A lot of people go barefoot. Isn't that weird when people take their shoes off next to you?
Like, and then they put their feet up on the furniture on the plane, the seats.
You shouldn't be allowed to do that. You shouldn't be allowed to take your shoes off. You shouldn't be allowed to wear flip-flops or sandals on the plane. Yeah. No bare feet.
First class, they give you nice socks to put on. They're wonderful.
and a warm hand towel.
Yes, those are great. Or hot nuts.
Keep your shoes on. No one wants to smell your Dorito stanky feet.
I mean, how disgusting is that, though? You're sitting on a plane, and you get hit with something in the
and
side,
like,
of your, side of your head.
Is that condensation from the fan?
You think it's like the air conditioning causing condensation.
Like, why does it smell funny?
Right? Oh, is it like the oxygen mask? Like, wipe yourself off first and then wipe off the person next to you?
Oh, it's so gross. Ugh.
Yeah, they had to,
the flight going?
It was going to Miami. It was an American Airlines flight.
Okay.
And there's photos with people of the books they were reading, and it's just covered in the splatter. And it was on the window. It was on the wall.
We just tweeted
out a picture
of the book with a splattered foot blister on it.
Disgusting.
That's great.
She should be thrown in jail for that.
You think so?
That is assault. I'm on that plane. I'm filing a police report as soon as we land.
So there's a bunch of videos online of when the plane landed because they had to detain everybody because it was like a hazmat issue.
They had to fumigate this. Thing or whatever, like the pool in Caddyshack. I mean, it's disgusting.
Well, think about this, right? Think about the foot blister, and it's squirting much.
Yeah.
So you know it's pretty big. Mm-hmm. Just think about who it's connected to. Who allows themselves to have a blister like
that gets that big before they do anything?
It's not like she was a supermodel and happened to have a blister. I'm just like, whoever this is, God. I feel bad if you just sit next to her.
We have sound of the flight crew explaining to the woman that she has to stop before she gets off the plane.
Due to U.S. policies, we need the three of you to speak to the paramedics because of the blood.
Because of the blood.
That's disgusting.
I mean, does everybody else get some kind of a complimentary ticket to fly again with American Airlines?
The airline's position, it's not their fault.
That's
so nasty, though.
People are not concerned with others when it comes to their own hygiene and things like
that. Hygiene, food choices. You get people that bring fish on a plane and they're doing their nails. Like, get out of here.
Well, I've seen you, Danielle. Yeah. I think you put up a picture on social media before where a woman was sitting with her feet up next to the window.
Yes.
Like just...
like next to someone's head.
Right.
In the aisle in front of her.
People have
people have no boundaries.
You want to hear a real jerk move on a plane? Wiggy, we're flying on Rectrix to the Super Bowl, and he's FaceTiming to his family, screaming into this thing. We're all trying to relax. There's this
you don't get to ride on a jet once. Greg, you're on the jet with us.
I was on the jet.
Check out this bathroom.
I sat next to Wiggy, and I enjoyed our conversation.
First time I ever flew on a jet. I was extremely excited. I wanted to show my family, you know?
Broke into the cockpit.
That's a flight deck. Can't say cockpit.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think that your behavior was inappropriate.
Hey, Curtis, sorry we all don't get to fly on jets at multiple times.
Sorry, my dad's rich.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry.
Do you ever ask yourself why Curtis thinks it's not that your behavior is not appropriate on a jet, and he doesn't think the same of other individuals that were on the jet?
Well, I don't understand. Why do you think that is? Well, that's because Curtis comes from Silver Spoon.
Callahan was blaring rap music the whole flight. That was a little annoying.
Comes from a very wealthy family. I'm sorry that some of us come from single parent households. My dad's
walked out. Oh, was your mother a single parent?
Yeah.
You never mentioned that.
No, well, you know what? When your dad walks out when you're 6 months old, hey? Right.
You got to step up.
Yeah.
Speaking of blaring rap music, I believe we have an Instagram post from Antonio Brown this morning.
Yes, about 15 minutes ago on his way into work, it said 7:36, mm-hmm. and he was listening to some Drake, smiling and waving to the camera. So he is on his way, I assume, to Gillette for practice. Status quo, no issues this morning.
Is Drake an intimidating artist?
Well, it depends on what Drake's song we're doing. And see, now it's we're going to start. We got to critique the song he was listening to.
What do you think about the fact that Cardi B was identified as being a blood?
Jim Jones.
Court yesterday.
Oh, that's Tekashi 6ix9ine. He's snitching on everybody right now.
Tedeschi 6ix9ine?
Well, I call him Teriyaki 6ix9ine.
Teriyaki 6ix9ine?
Snitching on
He's everybody. Not associated with the Tedeschi's Market people, is he?
I mean, she had a song called Blood. What was it? What was her song that she had? Blood something. She had a song out.
I mean, I thought the first rule about being a blood was you don't talk about being a blood. Well, I mean, why is he identifying her as being a blood, Cardi B?
I thought the rule was that you did identify yourself nowadays.
The red bars, is that what you're looking for?
Is it red? Red bars. You know, blood on my shoes, something like that.
Is this the song? Is this the actual one?
Yes, this is the one he was listening to this morning.
Okay. Oh, let's read into this.
Let's read into why he posted this.
In his latest one, he was listening to Bop. I see straight through them like fish tanks with no fish in them.
Drizzy still got some 06 in them. IRS I mean, does he seem
now? That's
does he seem oblivious to you?
That's safe, like, Drake right there.
Yeah. Does he seem oblivious to you though? Like, do you think he should be driving into work this morning and he should be on Instagram?
No, he shouldn't. Tone deaf, right?
Wiggy, you're not. I know you're never going to say negative.
So it's like my grandmother used to say to me, because the neighborhood is dangerous, what are we supposed to do? Lock him in a closet in a bubble? I mean, he's done some stupid stuff. Obviously, the text message thing was being an idiot, but now we can't even drive and listen to music and put it on social media. That's like.
It just seems like tone deaf and stupid, like a lot of what he does. Hello, Brian. Hey, Brian.
Yeah, hey, so. Yeah, if you come at this with a presumption of innocence for AB, which is what we're all supposed to do, right?
Yeah.
So, her and her legal team threatened him with civil action if they didn't come to an agreement, right?
You're talking about Brittany Taylor, not the latest accusation, correct?
Correct.
Yes. Right, they did.
So... Is that any different than he's defending himself?
But again, you're talking about what happened. This story that broke late last night is this artist woman was interviewed by Sports Illustrated, and she described what happened when she was painting the mural, and he showed up nude with a small hand towel over his junk. She described that, and then. She began to get text messages from him in which she felt she was intimidated. One of them was a photo of her children.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll tell you what, a lot of texters completely disagree with Wiggy. Wiggy says it's no big deal if somebody that you've accused of something in an article sends you a picture of your kids. There's a lot of texters who say, oh, yeah, it's a big frigging deal.
Well, it's the context of it. It's the context of the text he sent. Hey, check her background because she's broke. She's got a ton of kids, a plethora of kids.
Right, mad kids.
She's got mad kids.
Oodles.
She's trying to get money. Mm-hmm. Check into her background, Eric B. She's broke. And here's a picture of her and her kids.
And there was no reason to put her on the text if it wasn't meant to be intimidating.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe
he accidentally put her.
Well, maybe
it was an old group.
Old group text. No. That's why you can't search it. You got to start one from scratch.
Maybe he's letting her know, like, listen, I'm looking into your background. Just like you out there making these lies up about me, I'm going to look into your background.
And you got zero problem with sending a pic. Like, and again, I just want
to
clarify.
No.
Somebody sent you.
I don't find
you
this accuse, to be intimidating.
If Curtis, you accuse Curtis of something here at work.
Yes.
and then he sends you a picture of your kids.
And he's saying, I'm broke.
And that's why you're doing it?
And I'm broke. I got no money. I'm just trying to support my kids.
You wouldn't be offended at all that a guy is sending you a picture of your kids?
No, I said I would not be intimidated. I'd be upset, but not intimidated.
You never bring the kids into it.
No.
Ever.
No, never.
You make it sound like you've never heard people fight dirty, then go blow the belt and bring kids into it. I agree.
International Golf Club battle he was involved in.
Yeah, I agree you should bring kids into it, but some people do it.
I grew up in Stowe. You think I don't know how to fight dirty?
That is true. It's very dangerous out there.
What's beef?
All right. Wiggy's here, and we'll be right back with the news.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.